在这里边求神带领我们向我们讲话。
I also knew there was a reason I liked Steve, and the reason is because he likes 7-Elevens.
我今天才知道，我一直喜欢 Steve 牧师，今天才知道真正的原因，因为他也喜欢这个 7-Eleven 这个店。
Most Indians own 7-Elevens, so.
你们知道很多的印度人是拥有这些七点到十一点这个便利店。
So I knew I liked them for a reason.
我所以才知道我真正喜欢这个 Steve 牧师，原来有这么深深的渊源。
Everybody who was involved in yesterday's party, please stand up. Those that did the Gangnam style, everybody that was involved in the party, please stand up.
在座弟兄姊妹，昨天晚上如果你参加了我们的那个新年聚会，请你站起来。那些跳 Gangnam style 那些人都站起来。
Thank you. Please be seated.
谢谢大家。
Hey, listen, this is spirit-led ministry.
大家注意，这就是圣灵所带领的事工。
It's people that love people.
这里边的核心就是人爱人。
But it's not a kind of love that is just, you know, in the feeling aspect. It's the kind of love that is produced because of our love for God.
这种的爱呢，不是说我们对另外一个人有这样的好的感觉而产生，而是因为全是出于我们对神的爱。
Let's get back to spirit-led ministry instead of like task-led ministry.
让我们回到由圣灵带领的事工，而不是说我们完成任务来主导的事工。
It's a privilege to be the child of a king, isn't it?
我们是成为神的儿女，真是莫大的一个特权。
Let me ask you this: Do you love Jesus?
我想问大家，你爱耶稣吗？
Do you love Jesus?
你爱耶稣吗？
You remember when Jesus asked Peter the same question?
你们记得当年耶稣在问彼得同样的问题。
The question is really poignant because your love for Jesus outflows in your service for him.
这里的关键点就是说，你对耶稣的爱是从你对耶稣的事工里边自然流露出来的。
He's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
他是万王之王，万主之主。
He spoke the entire universe into existence.
他用他的话语让宇宙存在。
Every cell in your body functions normally because he wills it.
你们身体的每个细胞都正常的运转和工作，是因为神是这样立定的。
Every breath of life is borrowed from him.
每一口生命的气息都是从神那里借来的。
Nations and national leaders exist because he ordains it.
国家和国家这些领导人的存在，是因为神是这样允许和立定的。
There is nothing that escapes God.
没有任何事情可以逃脱神的安排。
The entire universe is sustained by the power of His might.
宇宙的全体的宇宙都是由神的能力所支撑、所建立。
His authority is unparalleled, and His sovereignty is unmatched.
他的主权和权威是无可比拟。
This is our God.
这就是我们的神。
Do you feel it? This is our God.
你感觉到吗？我们的神就是这样的伟大。
King's hearts are in his hands, and he moves it as he pleases.
当权者的心是在他的手里边，任他所行，任他所安排。
This is our God.
这就是我们的神。
He is, and he will be, King of Kings.And Lord of Lords.
他是也会将永远是万王之王万主之主。
And we, his people, are empowered with his might to do his task.
我们作为他的子民，从神那里得来大能来做他的事工。
You see, it's not like he had a shortage of co-workers.
大家看，并不是说因为神缺那些同工。
He does not have a shortage of people.To work for him.
他并不缺那些为他做事的人。
Angelic beings are at God's beck and call.
那些天使们是完全在神的呼召之下。
They are mighty beings and they follow every command of God Almighty.
他们充满了能力，他们遵循神给的任何一项指令。
If God truly wanted, he could have asked perfect angels to do his task and they would execute his every word.
如果神愿意，神会让那些完美无缺的天使们来执行他的命令，来把他的大使命，把所有的事情都办好。
However, God chose to use people like you and me to complete His task.
但是神用人，就像你和我一样的人，来完成这项使命。
Every single one of you who is a Christian is part of God's plan to spread His word to the entire nation.
每一个基督徒，在座的基督徒都是神的这个大计划中的一部分，这个大计划就让我们向世界传扬他的福音。
You might think this is an overwhelming task.
你可能会想这是一个多么大的一个巨大的一个使命。
To you I say, look around. Look around.
你们看，或看看你的周围。
A lot of you have been saved from places where the gospel wasn't there.The good news was not there, and you got saved.
你们记得吗？当年你们在得救的时候，是在你们来的时候没有那些福音的传讲，你们并不知道福音的消息。但是在这种情况下，通过你们呢被得救了。
It was done under the power of the Holy Spirit.
这是在圣灵的带领下的工作。
Let's get back to relying on the Holy Spirit.
让我们回到圣灵引导的路上，靠圣灵做我们的事工。
1 Corinthians 12 is written by Apostle Paul.
哥林多前书第一章是保罗，使徒保罗所写的。
The church was completely messed up.
当年的哥林多教会是一团糟。
There were a number of issues in that church.
在这个教会有几个非常显著的问题。
And Paul wrote this letter to correct a number of those issues.
保罗当年写的这份书信就是要纠正哥伦多教会的这些问题。
Don't worry, I'm not reading this letter because I think our church is messed up.
不要担心，我在这里不会说是读，不是因为我们教会也是这样一团糟，我才读这篇书信。
My encouragement to you is if there was hope for the Corinth church that was so messed up, there is hope for us.
我这里主要的信息是，当年对哥林多教会这样非常非常混乱的一个教会都有希望，那么我们有更大的希望。
A sobering thought is that this was the first letter of the New Testament.
让我们回头清醒地想一下，这封书信是在新约里边的第一封保罗书信。
And I know some of you are like, no, Matthew is the first book of the New Testament.
有些人可能会跟我说，不对，那马太全书才是新约的第一本书。
The books of the Bible are not arranged chronologically.
圣经里边的书信这些书卷并不是按时间的顺序来安排的。
They're arranged by message.
他们这些书卷是根据圣经的信息来安排的。
So the book of Corinthians was actually the first New Testament letter to have been written.
哥林多全书确实是圣经新约里边的第一篇书卷。
And it did not take a lot of time for bad practices to enter the church, did it?
我们可以看到，那些非常不良的做事的方式，很快的就进入了教会。
This should be a sobering reminder for us as a church.
这应该是对我们一个让我们重新清醒认识的一个事实，对我们教会来说有重大的意义。
We do not just need to know the right doctrine.
我们不仅要知道这些。正确的那些教义。
We also need to let right doctrine lead to the right practice in our church.
我们也要遵循那些正确的教义来做出正确的行动。
Paul starts the section with the phrase "Now concerning spiritual gifts."
保罗开篇这篇书信讲到关于这些属灵的恩赐。
This word, the gifts or the gifts of the Spirit, is actually not there in the original Greek language.
我们这里注意到，这个在属灵的恩赐这个字，在原来的希腊文里并不存在。
So the actual translation should be now concerning spirituals.
所以真正的翻译应该是 now 关于这些属灵的事情。
Paul does not want the Corinthian church to be confused about spirituals.
保罗不想让哥伦多教会对于关于属灵的这些事情，产生这些混乱的理解。
He wanted to bring some clarity.About spiritual gifts to this church.
他想在这里边澄清什么是属灵的事情。
He says, I do not want you to be uninformed.
他这里讲到，我不想让你不知，不愿你们不明白。
He does not want the members of the church to be in the dark concerning their understanding of spiritual gifts.
他不想让教会关于他们属灵的恩赐这方面来蒙在鼓里不清楚。
Like I said, there were a number of other misunderstandings in this church.
像我刚才讲到，在这个教会里边还有其他的一些方面的误解。
In chapter 6, he corrected spiritual sexual immorality.
在这些前面的一章讲到了这个淫乱的问题。
In chapter 6 itself, he corrected believers in the church were suing each other, and so he corrected that practice.
在第六章的时候也讲到，在教会里边的弟兄们互相的投诉。
In chapter 8, people were eating food that was offered to idols, and he said everything's okay, but let's think about this practice.
在第八章的时候他讲到那些人们吃敬拜偶像的那些食物。
And we read 1 Corinthians 11, where he corrected the practice of the Lord's Supper.
在哥林多书十一章的时候，他教导了关于主圣餐的一些问题。
Can you imagine the church where they're having the Lord's Supper, which they used to have a full meal at one point in time?
你能不能想象到当时在主圣餐的时候，他们吃的非常非常饱。
And there's some drunk guy in the back because he thought it was happy hour, and he took the Lord's Supper out of order.
然后在屋角的一边，可能有些人喝醉酒了，他认为这是大家的非常愉快的时间，那种随便喝酒的时候，把主的圣餐真是弄得顺序混乱。
This actually happened in the church.
这是当年曾经在哥伦多教会发生的事情。
So he's correcting these kind of issues.
他保罗的书信就要纠正这些错误的理解。
And now there was a misunderstanding about spiritual gifts.
现在保罗的主题又是现在对于这些属灵恩赐又有很多的不正确的理解。
Some people had the gift of miraculous gifts called the gift of tongues.
有些人有那些说方言的恩赐。
But they were using it as a way to show themselves off to the crowd.
但是这些人用这些属灵的恩赐来提升他们自己的位置，来显示他们有多么的属灵。
And so Paul is correcting that too. He's saying it's not about you. The gift is given from God.
保罗纠正这个错误的理解说，你有说方言的这个恩赐并不是关于你，而是说这是从神来的。最终的主题是荣耀神。
I think the controlling theme of this book is.1 Corinthians 16:14, which says, "Do everything in love."
这里边最重要的主题在哥林多前书里讲到，十六章、十八章讲到，做不管你做什么事情，做这个要以荣耀神为主。
Do we love each other?
我们你们彼此相爱吗
？Do we love each other?
我们彼此相爱吗
？If we love each other,
如果我们彼此相爱
，we will put others before us.
我们会把别人放在我们之前。
We need to do God's mission, God's way.
我们要做主的事工，以用神的方法来做神的事工。
That's why Paul is saying, "I don't want you to be uninformed."
所以说，保罗在这里讲到，我不想让你蒙在鼓里，有所不知。
It's 5:55, but hang in there with me, all right?
差五分钟到十一点，大家再耐心等待一回。
Yesterday we were there for 3 hours for the party, so I think we can handle.A few minutes. And then I don't know if you heard Pastor Steve. He said they do Bible study for 4 hours. So come on now. All right. 1 Corinthians 12:2.
昨天晚上大家三个小时的 party, 说今天大概多花几分钟没问题。你们也记得 Steve 牧师曾经讲到他们的圣经学习有四个小时。所以我们时间还很短。
All right. He says in 1 Corinthians 12:2, you know that when you were pagans, somehow or other you were influenced and led astray to mute idols.
在哥林多前书十二章二节讲到，你们在做外邦人的时候，随时被牵引、受迷惑，去服侍那哑巴的偶像，这是你们知道的。
This is not only their former condition, this is our former condition.
这不仅是当年哥林多这些教徒们他们之前的情况，也是我们以前的情况。
Paul reminds the believers that they were at one time idol worshippers.
这里边讲到这些信徒们当年曾经是拜偶像的人。
And Paul further elaborates that these Christians were at one time led astray to mute idols.
保罗这里边更深一步讲到，这些信徒不仅是不信神，而且当时是被引偏，被带到偏道上面去拜那些哑巴偶像。
This phrase "led astray" is in the passive form in the Greek. What does that mean?
这里边是被引到偏道，这里边是一个被动的语气，在希腊里面，这里面讲什么意思呢？
It means these believers were actually part of a satanic plot to lead them to idol worship.
这里就讲到这些拜偶像的人呢，其实是撒旦的计划中的之一，被引偏来拜那些亚巴偶像。
This was a kind of spiritual trance that can be compared to a drunk or someone who is completely unaware of his or her surroundings.
这就可以和那些那种属灵上的那种像魂游向外那种感觉，他们被这些引导，然后对他们的周围的环境和行为无所察觉。
God does not work this way.
神不是这样工作的。
He does not create a rift between their ability to think and their ability to be spiritual.
神没有说是在你自己能够在你的思考的能力和你属灵方面有一个很大的鸿沟。
In fact, one is acutely aware of the reality concerning God through his scripture and uses it as his basis for spiritual growth.
事实上人们是通过这个圣经来学习神的话语，然后非常非常清楚知道神的带领。
See, they were led astray. They were led by the devil to worship idols.
这里边用到这种被引向偏道，就像被撒旦引到了偏的路上。
How do I know whether I'm actually worshiping God or worshiping idols?
这里边我们怎么知道他是拜这些偶像，或者是崇拜神呢？
This is the false practice of spirituals.
下面就是大概有四个方面是在属灵方面的一些方式。
Verse 3. 1 Corinthians 12, chapter 12, verse 3.
哥林多前书12章3节。
Therefore, I want you to know that no one who is speaking by the Spirit of God says, Jesus be cursed. And no one can say, Jesus is Lord,except by the Spirit.
所以我告诉你们，被神的灵感动的，没有说耶稣是可咒诅的。若不是被圣灵感动的，也没有能说耶稣是主的。
Those who are Christians do not believe and proclaim false content about Jesus.
真正的基督徒不会是对耶稣的那些错误的理解来进行宣告。
To say it another way, believers believe the right things about Jesus.
另外一句话说，也就是说信徒们相信关于主耶稣的正确的理解。
They never reject truths about Jesus.
他们从来没有拒绝关于耶稣的真理的方向。
This does not mean that you understand everything about Jesus.
这并不是说你能够理解关于耶稣的每一个方向，每一个方面。
It just means that when you hear truths about Jesus,that your spirit is in complete compliance and subjection to that truth.
这里就是说到，当你听到关于耶稣的真理方面的宣告的时候，你的灵是与圣灵是相符的，所以你的灵会同意说是这是真理，这是关于神的真理。
You know, there's my daughter. She's getting at that age where she's showing signs of rebellion.
这里分享一下，我的小女儿，现在她已经到了这个年龄，她开始有点反叛的心理。
We let her feed herself. There she is, showing signs of rebellion.
她听到她在那里哭闹，这已经表示她开始有点想反叛。
Well, she didn't like what I said. So when she's at the dinner table, we let her eat, and she touches her hair after she eats with her hand.
在晚餐桌上的时候，我们让他自己吃饭，他自己拽着头发在那边吃边拽。
And so we tell her, no, don't touch your hair. And so now she's getting to a stage where she actually looks at me and gets her hand close to her hair.
我们告诉她很严肃告诉她别碰你的头发。现在她会看着我，故意的把手放在头上要摸头发。
It's as if though she's like challenging me. What you gonna do about it? I'm gonna get very close to my hair. Let me see what you're gonna do about it.
好像是在挑战我说，我就把我的手放在头发上，看你把我怎么办。
She has no intention of subjecting herself under my truth.
她没有任何的意愿来在我的主权下面来顺服。
That's how it is before you were a believer.
在我们成为信主的信徒之前，我们也是这样的光景。
Any truth about Jesus, you just could not
feel that it's right.
关于耶稣的任何的真理，我们大概就感觉没有感觉到，那就是没有感觉到是对的。
Well, Jesus is Lord, someone says, and you would say no.
别人说耶稣是主，你会说不，不是。
Jesus raised from the dead, and you would say that's unscientific.
耶稣从死里复活，你会说这个不符合科学道理。
See, this is who we were before we were captured by the Holy Spirit.
这就是我们在被圣灵救赎之前的光景。
And a true believer subjects himself under the truth about Jesus.
真正的信徒把他们的灵魂是在神的主权之下彻底的顺服。
My second point is the sensitization to the Holy Spirit.
我的第二点呢就是说对圣灵的敏感。
If that's not an English word, then a sensitivity towards the Holy Spirit.
如果这不是一个标准的英文词的话这里面就讲对圣灵有非常敏感的心。
We're told by God that we have the Holy Spirit, who is God, who resides in us when we know Jesus Christ.
我们圣经告诉我们，当我们接受主，耶稣作为我们的救主的时候，圣灵就住在我们的心里。圣灵就是神，他与我们同在，在我们的心里。
And then this God who is in us results in a communication, a sensitivity between me and God.Who resides in me.
这个在我心里面的圣灵在我心里面的神能够促使我和圣灵之间有很好的交通。
Spiritual gifts results in a sensitivity to the Spirit's work in our life.
属灵的恩赐让我们对在我们生命中那些属灵方面的工作更加的敏感。
Spiritual gifts are not a badge of spirituality, but it's a mark of God's grace.
属灵的恩赐并不是并不是说我们一个属灵的一个徽章，而是神的救恩的一个标记。
Now, turn it over to 1 Corinthians 12, 4 through 6.
我们翻到哥林多前书的12章第4节到第6节。
There are different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit distributes them. There are different kinds of service, but the same Lord.There are different kinds of working, but in all of them and in everyone, it is the same God at work.
恩赐原有分别，圣灵却是一位；执事也有分别，主却是一位；功用也有分别，神却是一位，在众人里面运行一切的事。
Paul makes just one point in these three verses.
在这三个经节里边，保罗强调了一点。
There's a unified vision in a diverse gifts.
在各种各样不同恩赐中我们看到一个非常非常联合起来一个终结的一个同样的一个信息。
He says there's different kinds of gifts.
这里他讲到我们的属灵恩赐有不同。
Let me say that don't expect everyone to do things your way.
这里边就说到我们有不同的恩赐但是我们是同样的圣灵不要以为别人做事情是按你和你的方式是一样的。
There's no my way or highway in the church.
在教会里边并不是说要么是我的要么是按我的行要么就是按要么就是按天道行所以说在教会里没有这样的事。
There are a number of people that have a number of gifts and they do things differently than you do.
我们会众中可能会有很多人有不同的恩赐他们做事情的方法和你可能不一样。
The goal is to do things God's way for God's glory.
最终的目标是做神的事工用神的方法做神的事工。
He then says everybody has different kinds of service.
这里也讲到每个人的服事也不一样。
If everybody was a singer in the church, who would listen to them?
如果每个人在教会里面都是唱歌赞美神那么谁来去讲道
If everybody was a teacher, who would sit down under the teaching?
那么每个人都来去讲道那谁在下面去来听道
If everybody is doing caring ministry, who's going to care for them who are doing caring ministry?
如果每个人都是进行关怀的事工那么谁来做些来关怀他们的事工
The way God organized things does not just pertain to theological ways, but also very practical ways in the church.
神给我们安排的方法并不是遵循那些神学方面的那些安排而是说在我们实际生活中是给我们很实际的方法和榜样。
And then he says there are different kinds of working in verse 6.
这里边也讲到功用也有分别。
God, any good that comes out of your ministry or any workings that comes out of your ministry is done by the power of God.
每一个事工里面那些好的结果都是由神来的。
There's too much focus on the individual that does the work.
有的时候我们在对那些做这些事工的那些个人放到了很多很看重这些人。
If you can do anything, it's because of the power of God in you.
你做了些什么善事，做了哪些事，都是因为神给你的能力，让你能够做这些事情。
You don't get any credit for it.
你在这里边拿不到任何的那些功劳。
But 功劳。But here's the thing, you experience God in a real way.
但是你是以一个真实的方法来经历神。
God is experienced in a variety of ways, and divine gifts should not be expected to be multifaceted.
每个人经历神都有不同的方法，所以是神给的恩赐，属灵的恩赐也是不一样的。
Then he says, there are different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit, the same Lord, and the same God at work.
虽然我们有不同的属灵的恩赐，但这里是同一个灵、同一个神、同一个上帝在我们生命中做工。
Let me just say this: there's a result in the effective use of spiritual gifts.
下面一点我想讲，就是在我们非常有效的用属灵恩赐的时候，我们会有很大的结果，很好有效的结果。
Look at verse 7.
我们看第七节。
Now to each one the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good.
圣灵显在个人身上是叫人得益处。
The gifts are given to individuals so that they can benefit others and serve the whole body.
这个属灵的恩赐给到个人身上是因为让他能够服侍其他的人，让整个的身体能够受益。
When you use your spiritual gifts, amazingly, the whole body is served.
当你用到属灵的恩赐的时候，整个的教会的机体，整个的全体能够得到益处。
My wife has the spiritual gift of cooking.
我的太太的属灵的恩赐，她做饭做得非常好。
Let's say she decides not to cook.
让我们假想一下，假如说有一天她决定我今天不做饭了。
Because she's busy.
因为她太忙。
She's doing a lot of other things.
她做很多其他的事情。
It just doesn't feel like it.
或者说就不想做饭。
And so she decides not to cook.
然后说我今天就不做饭了。
What happens to me?
那我该怎么办？
Some of you might think that's a good idea. You need to lose a few pounds. So.
有人说，哎呀，你可能是掉几磅也不错。
So it's a good idea if she doesn't cook.
也许说太太不做饭对我可能是好事情。
But if she doesn't cook, then I don't eat. Neither does my daughter.
如果他不做饭，那么我就没得吃，我女儿也没得吃。
See, that's how it is in the church.
这就是我们在教会里也是这样。
See, if you don't sing because God gave you the spiritual gift of singing,
如果神给你唱歌的恩赐，你不唱歌，
then you end up having bad singers up here.
然后你就和那些唱的很糟糕的人站在台上来唱歌。
If you don't care because the Spirit has given you the gift of caring,
如果神给你的关怀的恩赐，你不去关怀弟兄姊妹们，
then you have people giving little kids Snicker bars because they think that's caring.
你会看到那些人会给那些小孩子们 Snicker 那些甜的糖，他认为这样是照顾孩子们。
God has given each one of us different gifts.
神给我们每一个人都有不同的恩赐。
In fact, 1 Corinthians 12 tells us that each one of you who is a Christian.Has a spiritual gift.
事实上，在哥林多前书十二章告诉我们，每一个基督徒，每一个人都有属灵的恩赐。
The question is, how are you managing it in this church?
这关键是我们在教会里边怎样去来管理这些恩赐呢？怎样去使用这些恩赐
？See, we are at a crossroads in our church this morning.
我们教会是在一个岔路口上。
There are two officers in our church, two officers.
在我们教会大概有两个主要的位置。
There's spirit-led officers, I mean the last, there's spirit-led officers.
是圣灵带领的那些事工。
That of pastors and deacons.
我们有两个主要的管辖的这个 就是 office， 我也不知道怎么翻、啊。那个一个是
I understood office， yeah， pastors and deacons，
一个是牧师，一个是执事，这是我们教会的章程里边，我们有两个、管理教会的
Brother Dushin, Brother Jerry, and Brother Kazong, please stand up real quick.
杜欣弟兄、Jerry 弟兄还有柯中弟兄，如果你们在会众，请站起来。
Okay, these three brothers have served us as deacons because that's what they thought their spiritual gifting was.
这三位弟兄在我们教会做执事，他们认为这是神给他们的恩赐。
Now they have different ministries that the Lord is calling them to in the church.
在教会里边，神也呼召他们做其他的事工。
So be praying for them as they try to transition out of being a deacon.
让我们为这弟兄们，这些三位弟兄祷告，当他们转到其他方面事工的时候，求神给他们力量。
But now we have three spots vacant for deacons.
这就是让我们意识到，我们在执事这个团队里边，我们有三个位置是空缺。
Let me challenge you that if you feel the Lord has given you the spirit of administration, that you would not be passive.
这里我想向大家提出一个挑战。如果你意识到神给你管理的这方面的恩赐，请你不要去犹豫，站起来来服侍教会。
Because when you're passive about your spiritual gifts and you don't manage it well, it not only hurts you individually, it hurts the body of Christ.
因为当你有了这个恩赐，你没有管理好，你没有用好好的用到这个恩赐，这一点不仅伤害到你自己，也更加的伤害到教会的整体。
Let's get back to spirit-led ministry, shall we?
让我们回到圣灵带领的事工。
So for the next 3 weeks, what we're going to do is we're going to seriously pray that God would speak to people about serving in the local church.
在今后的几个星期，让我们全力以赴的来祷告，求神向每一个人说话，让他们意识到，如果他们有服侍教会的这颗心，能够站出来。
I don't care whether you're a little kid or youth or old. Each one of us has a spiritual gift.
不管你是青少年，你是中年还是老年，我们在座的每一个人都有属灵的恩赐。
Which means that all of us should be doing something.Within the context of the local church for God's glory and the expansion of His kingdom.
从用另外一句话讲，就是说，我们每一个人都应该在这个神的家里边，在教会里面做一些事情，目标是荣耀神的名。
So as we pray for the next 3 weeks, I pray that you would pray and ask God, what is it that I have in terms of a spiritual gift?
在今后的三个星期，我想向弟兄姊妹提出挑战。当你祷告的时候。请你问神祷告说神给你的 gift 给你的属灵的恩赐是什么
Be sensitive to the Holy Spirit.
对圣灵有一颗敏感的心
He's a real person.
圣灵是一个真正的人
And he works.
他在做工
Did you hear me? The Holy Spirit works.
我再说一遍圣灵在我们中间做工
And so be sensitive to him and use your spiritual gifts for his glory.
对他对着圣灵的感动和做工有一颗敏感的心用你的恩赐来荣耀神的名
Let's pray together
让我们一起祷告
Brother Tommy, why don't you come forward Father, we thank you for this church We thank you that we are the body of Christ
神啊，感谢你给我们这个教会感谢你让我们成为神的身体中的一部分
And just pray that you would pleaseEmpower this body so we could reach people with the gospel of Jesus Christ.
神，我们祷告，请你赐能力给我们。
And please be glorified in our church.
我们愿你的名在我们教会中得以荣耀。
In your name.
我们以你的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Brother Tommy, just give him another 15 minutes. He's the good comedian.